Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me.
Everybody, welcome to the program. Welcome back to Journey into the Light. It's so glad to be back with all of you here on this Monday. It was a very long weekend, but very restful, but very eager to get back here. We got a lot of shows lined up for you here on this Monday, so stay with us, and we'll be going pretty much straight all the way till later tonight. So our first guest coming up, brand new guest of Journey into the Light, Claudia Granger. Is my guest from Arizona, and she does many, many things. She's a psychic medium, a channeler, Reiki master, and so much more. So we're going to find out more about Claudia here as we bring her on to the show. We also will be taking a couple of calls also. If you have a question or you want to, a reading, just one question, call on in. 347-884-8245 is the radio show number here on Journey in the Light. And all the guest information is listed right here on the show page here, right where the bio is and everything, website, phone number, Facebook link, all of that. So you can click on that right now as you're listening to the show. And you won't miss the show at all. So let's go to our phone lines and let's go ahead and bring in Claudia to the show. Welcome to Journey into Light.
Welcome, Michael. I'm glad that I was allowed to be part of your show. I'm looking forward to it and forward to bringing more illumination and insight to the world in an uplifting way. So I would love to have people who can ask questions about the paranormal or their own spiritual experiences, because we have all had spiritual experiences in one way or the other. And that's why I'm teaching in the School of Wholeness Navigation how to use our gifts, as I had my gifts since childhood. I had nobody really to rely on except my own inner self and my guides. I wanted to do the official way and study theology, which I did, to become a Protestant priest. But then it was a little bit too narrow for my fit, and I learned to trust my spiritual guiding ones who really answered any kind of question I had. For example, what's a black hole and what's a white hole in the universe and how does the universe work and what is soul and what is soul frequency and what is incarnation? So I asked them a lot of things, and I also asked them, well, if God is good, and why do we have wars, and why are children born sick, and such things? And they explained it to me fabulously. So, for example, one thing I always liked is about us being like a soul, a diamond, born here into this world in the rough. And yes, shimmering and beautiful, but not faceted yet. And life brings us here on the planet Earth the abrasive actions to polish the diamond. And in the end, we sparkle even more brilliantly and multifaceted because we are eternal souls having a human experience. And this human experience are there for us to take as a memory and more like a actor, I would say, like in a theater play of life, rather than seeing ourselves being victimized by this life. My focus is to make people aware that they actually can work with this life instead of working against this life. So I make oftentimes people aware about their proactivity instead of just being victimized. And my main goal is to be part of the end of all suffering. We all have been quite engaged with this tremendous political upheaval with all these candidates, you know, fighting to be the next president and so on, and emotions got really high. But I always say, let's first step a step aside and watch the scene, watch what's really going on in this world and in our own world, in our own life, and then be proactive to change something. I found that when we change patterns, we change our life. And oftentimes, we don't even know what our own patterns are. So, for example, with the two words, I tell that to my clients all the time, with the two words, always and never ever, that leads us to our subconscious beliefs, like always, this happens to me, never ever, can I have that? And then we can change it into from now on I give myself permission. So to think a little bit bigger, to think a little bit wider, and not to take life sometimes too serious. We've taken us all too serious. I have been told that many, many times, oh, you look so serious. You are always serious. And sometimes we just have to lighten up a little and not take the world as dramatic, because this planet is a learning tool. It's a learning device. And when we see it as that and we don't take life too personal in all aspects and we realize how much we power as eternal soul we really have, then we can lighten the load in our life quite significantly. So my goal is also to make people aware that they are indeed eternal soul, and not just so much the human body, but really eternal soul. And when we see life from a higher perspective that way, then life itself becomes not that threatening, because we know we have a certain power of free will to change things. And in that regard, we might also note that Positive emotions are the rocket fuel in our life, and negative emotions make us shrink. So with positive emotions, we can consciously oftentimes choose to have those positive emotions. And if we just go into victim mode in whatever circumstance whatsoever, we do not choose. We are just victimized. We are passive, and life happens to us instead of we co-create. So my purpose is also with integrity and in illuminating insights, to make people aware of who they really can be and to widen their perspective for their own reality. I'm very committed to my clients. I know how it is to feel hardship, and I find that one is the best teacher to others if one has had certain difficulties oneself. And I always am told, bring your difficulties through the needle's ear and make something positive out of it. I have, as I said, my gift since childhood, and that was not always easy because I thought that everybody else would see spirits, would see angels and demons and whatnot, and would deal with it on a daily basis like I did. Little did I know that people did not see anything or not a half of it. Well, what became a curse in the beginning became a gift in the end, and it was something to deal with. And that's why I have a focus to educate people on their powers and how to deal also with difficulties. For example, hauntings and so on. Some of you might have seen the TV show A Haunting, where I battled a demon with the owners of the house to send him back the way he came and close the portal to make the portal from something dark into a staircase of heaven. That brought me to a lot of clearing of houses and places, and people still from all over the world sent me requests on Facebook how to handle these and other situations. And that's why it is so important for me to empower as many people as I can. And that's why I'm sitting here today to talk to you, Michael's guest, Journey into the Light. Because it is important for us to realize we always have a choice to go to the light and not just when we are dying, or dying at least to this world, because the soul never dies, right? So for me, it's important to make people aware, what is soul, how can they access it, what they can do about life to make their position better, and what can they do to feel better. Oftentimes, we just need to have it a little bit easier. Oftentimes, we just need to have it a little bit lighter. And there are some exercises one can do to make oneself feel lighter. I work a lot with color frequencies because they are neutral. They are not judgmental. And if you send somebody a color frequency, it can lighten their load too. And if you work with color frequencies yourself, you can lighten your own load and perception as well. What we see is that the whole universe is actually energy, color and sound waves. Even the chair you're sitting on, even the table you're sitting at, are swinging atoms. And swinging atoms comprise with color and sound. Now, when we think, our thought forms are very, very strong and can be very powerful. So the physicists have found that molecules behave differently when we watch them or think about them. Something to consider. Also, Dr. Masao Emoto, he showed with the water crystals, if you put an intent out or a message out, he wrote several books about messages of water, then we can make it visible, freezing this water and seeing how the water responds to the messages by the crystals. So the crystallization process is just a symbolism of what's really going on in the water. And our body is made of 75% water, approximately 85% water in the brain, as far as I know. And so we are also prone to react as a body of water to thought forms from other people and also our own. And therefore, we can, through thought, create form and create reality. I love the exercise, the most simple ones my guiding ones gave me from the very beginning, to work with the golden light vibration. Saints are painted with a golden halo, not for nothing. You might have seen some in the churches, you know, the golden glow around the heads. That's because even people who were not clairvoyant can see from very enlightened people the golden glow around their heads. You do not need to be clairvoyant to see those, because their connection to their soul energy, their soul light, and soul light is gold, is so strong that it emanates through their body. And sometimes in people who meditate a lot, you see the glistening eyes and the golden glow around them too. And that's why we can easily connect with our own higher self or soul self by connecting with golden light. One very quick, let's say, meditation or exercise would be to envision a golden sun over one's head. One ray of the golden sun floats into every single cell of your brain, every single cell of your eyes, nose, mouth, throat, and neck, into your shoulders, arms, hands, and out of your fingertips, along your spine and muscle structure, into your heart and chest opening both wide, into your solar plexus to make it more radiant, into your whole digestive system, into your hips, legs, knees, calves, feet, and through your feet into the ground like roots. All old, non-supportive beliefs can be swept away into Mother Earth for recycling, while just the glistening golden glow prevails. And then let it overflow from your heart into your aura, your electromagnetic field. Everybody has an electromagnetic field emanating from the body, and you can fill that with the golden light. And then let the golden light create a golden light bubble around you, which not just will protect your own energy space, but it will also sizzle off negativity from other people projected onto you. So it's a good way to maintain your own energy balance. That is a very, very brief method. And when you do it for several weeks in the mornings, you will realize that you will think clearer and feel yourself clearer, because a lot of us are empaths and we don't even know it. If you're an empath, you can easily feel another person's feelings or thoughts and can easily be overwhelmed by it. But if we have this golden light shielding around us, that acts a little bit like a filter. So it's easier for us to maintain our own base energy. When my guiding ones told me of that energy, I wasn't even aware how much thoughts of other people actually impacted me every single day. And it felt empty in my brain, and it felt uncrowded in my emotional body, and I felt way better. So I could maintain my more happy energy throughout the whole day. And I have a lot of people who have problems sleeping because they feel attacked at night, or they feel vulnerable, they feel open to whatever comes in, because, yes, when we sleep, we loosen our energetic bodies a little bit and open up to the spiritual realm a little bit more. So it is important to be protected at night too, because oftentimes we travel in our second body, the ethereal body, and we don't even know that we are doing it. We can travel consciously to wonderful places, but sometimes we are not aware of it in the morning anymore. And when we are scared of the dark, we're scared of a possible something or other which might attack us, then we are automatically shrinking in our energy. And through the fear, we might seem more or in tuned more with the demonic energies rather than the angelic energies. So my recommendation is fear is not a good advisor, and knowledge works against fear. So my mission is not just to be part of the end of all suffering, but also to support people to have not so much fear. And that's by practical advices. So if you're interested in clearing a house or clearing yourself and your space, contact me and we can talk more about it in the next show. As Michael was saying, you can contact me through the Facebook page, Claudia Granger Psychic Medium, or you can text me at 928-300-2112 your questions for the next show. And I'm curious to see what Michael has on questions for me today, because typical me, I'm talking nonstop. So, Michael, do you have a question towards me which I might not have mentioned?
Well, you covered a lot there. That was really great. I wanted to time goes by so fast. We've only got about 7 minutes left, so I would like to incorporate some of the callers who've been holding on and see what questions they have for you. Would that be okay, Claudia? Okay.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let's go to area code 980. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Brittany, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hello there to South Carolina. What question would you have today?
My question is about love and relationship. Like, what do you see for me and my significant other?
Let's see here. It is always possible to jump to the next level. Of course, we can have difficulties in regular life circumstances. However, for you guys, it is important to understand the positivity you have with each other. They're telling me you can have it all. You can have a synergistic relationship, enough money, good emotions, clear business sense, and a good focus on life. But you should not let other people interfere in your relationship. There are some negative people who are trying to get into the relationship, but you both, when you consider your spiritual connectedness and you are there on the same page, you can get over that negativity.
On his side, or is it somebody on his side trying to interfere in, or?
I think there are negative influences on both sides. And don't, what I would recommend for you, don't let other people talk you into, away from your own personal intuition. For example, sometimes when we have friends and they have difficulties in their marriage and their relationship, they want everybody to have problems. So don't let that interfere, because it says that you guys can work it out when you look at your patterns. I mentioned it earlier in the show. When you look at your patterns, it says watch your thoughts. Your subconscious wants to prove you right. So what do you believe about this relationship? And then allow yourself to take conscious action to go to the next level with this. Yes, good connectedness is a possibility, but it needs indeed a little bit work.
Okay.
But it is possible to really be strong together. So what I'm seeing here is the incoming energy is positive, the outgoing, if you let it go out, the negative influences, you can get rid of those.
Okay.
Be the change you want to see, ultimately.
Okay.
Does it answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take one final question here. Area code 303-819. You're on the air. Can we get your first name from Colorado?
My first name is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Nice to meet you. And what would be your question today?
Yes, Claudia, I have the possibility of accepting a part-time position that is sort of what I'm looking for, but I'm wondering if I wait a little bit longer, if something else might come in that could be more aligned with what I'm seeking.
I'm hearing clearly you are in the power seat and you have choices.
Okay.
If you're not under duress to need money immediately, and if it's not quite as aligned to what you would like, look for what you really want because you would be happier.
Yes.
Or you can use the strategy, say yes to this one, and continue to look further. Okay. You know, that's your choice, but there is nothing which shows a hindrance of you getting, so to speak, the perfect job. And you can do one thing in the morning also for you personally. Envision
yes.
to stand on a mountaintop, face to the sun, slight breeze coming in. You're opening your arms and you say something like, God, source, or whomever you pray to, I'm ready to
yes.
receive the good things you have in store for me, and I'm ready to air out the things I do not need any longer. And please be so kind to bring me my perfect job. And it will be done that way, because most people don't really open up to receive anymore. Everybody is about doing, making, shaking, but not anymore about receiving. And they're telling
mm-hmm.
me, you are so strong in your clarity, you could have 3 different jobs and job offers. So you do not have to jump to the first one. You could, and then switch. Because they're
okay.
saying you can let that go to get to something better, or you can wait, depending on your financial situation right now, how urgently you need it. But you, as a person, will always go to the next level easily because you're of your own personal clarity.
Oh, thank you so very much. That's so helpful.
You're most welcome. All right. Have a great day, and good luck
thank
with
you.
Your job.
Thank you, Claudia. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your question there. We do appreciate you. All right, Claudia, just like 1 minute remaining. Any last words?
Yes, to all listeners, feel free again to ask questions about your spiritual experiences and questions about paranormal scenarios which might plague you, or also anything of your interest like past lives, how to connect with those, or how do I meet my personal guides and angels. I'm happy to assist you in that through the next radio show. And again, Michael, thank you for having me, and I'm so looking forward to the next show.
Okay, Claudia, yes, it was really great. We'll see you back here next Monday, same time.
All right, have a great one.
Okay, you
good
too,
night.
Bye-bye. All righty, everybody, this show here is part is going to end. But coming up next, we're going to be joined with Linnea Starr. So she's going to be taking your phone calls. So call back in, click on to the next show. We'll be starting up here in about 1 minute. And thank you. For